Blog Talk Radio.
You've heard me say Allegheny Center Alliance Church is part of the Christian Missionary Alliance organization or denomination. And when I say that, I say the missions is our middle name. What's it like to go out of the country? What's it like to visit those who have made a full-time career out of missions? Today we're going to talk to Christy Wilson to hear about her recent trip to Gabon. So in the next 20 minutes, stay tuned. You may learn something about missions here on Ministry Beat.
This is the ACAC Radio Network, and welcome to Ministry Beat, a show designed to highlight the latest happenings at Allegheny Center Alliance Church, a vibrant urban congregation located in the heart of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This program will focus on the latest emphasis at ACAC known as Expanded Influence, especially the three C's of communication, campus expansion, and church planting. And now, here is your host, John Stanko.
Well, hello out there in internet radio land. This is John Stanker, your host for Ministry Beat, coming at you again with a short but very complete update on the latest that's happening at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. Recently, Pastor Blaine Workman led a team over to the Central Africa nation of Gabon, and we've already talked to Stephanie Childers, who was part of that team. Today we want to talk to Christy Wilson and get her impressions and her thoughts about her recent trip to that nation. Christy, welcome to Ministry Beat.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Dr. John.
Yeah, it's an honor to have you. And now let's just put ministry aside for a minute. You got a big event coming up in the next 6-8 weeks. Tell us about that.
51 days, but who's counting?
In 51 days
I will be getting married.
Oh, congratulations. And tell us about your fiance.
Well, he is an incredible man of God. We had met at church, and from there on out, he has just pursued me in a way that I really honestly had never even thought possible. It's just been above and beyond even what I've prayed for. So God has done great things, and it's just excellent every day to spend life with someone who really is my best friend and someone who brings me closer to God and who can grow with me in our faith and just in life as well, and someone who my whole family loves too. That's an added bonus.
Yeah. Now, I went to one of the missions fellowships and I saw you both there. Now, why would you both be going to a missions fellowship? Does this mean that you may see the missions ship on the horizon of your lives?
We are definitely seeking what God may have in the missions realm. I want to say it was probably on our first or second date that I had told Ryan that I have been sensing God calling me to missions and have been praying and seeking wise counsel about what that may look like in the future. And I just wanted to be really straightforward with him since I felt that call, and I knew that if God is calling me to that, then I would need someone who also senses that call and would want to align our lives in that way. And so he was just in complete agreement that missions is a huge part of what God calls us to as believers. And it's just been really neat to see how that has grown over the course of our relationship. And so right now we both independently meet with Glenn Hanna, ACAC missions pastor, and we've been just praying with him and seeking what that looks like for us individually, but ultimately together once we will get married.
Yeah. Now, in that stream of thought, you, as I said in the introduction, recently went off to Gabon, Central Africa. Talk to us just in general about that experience, and then we'll get a little more specific.
Yeah, so I have, for as long as I can remember, really, have just had a heart for Africa, and I've thought that maybe that might be where God could be calling me in the future. And so when Pastor Blaine had approached me to go on this trip with him and with our team from ACAC, I was thrilled. Obviously, I gave the super Christian answer and said, I'll pray about it. But about an hour or so later, I said, count me in. So I went with high expectations, just believing that God would really not only impact us as a team, but also use us to bless the missionaries who are serving full time in Gabon. And selfishly, of course, I was hoping to hear from him and just to hear more about what missions may look like for me in the future. So it was just an amazing experience to hear from God. And I would say that my main takeaway is just that God teaches and he speaks in ways that I think are heard best almost when you take yourself out of your routine is when you can hear him the best, and when you're just so focused on hearing his voice.
I've often, when I've taught missions in course settings at university, I say when God wants to speak to you, he very often takes you on a trip, because you are more in tune with your environment. You things you take for granted that you do every day, you have to think about when you're on the road. How you brush your teeth? Do I drink the water? Therefore, it makes you more open to everything,
mm-hmm.
and that includes God's voice. And you found that to be true on your trip?
I did, definitely. I think I was just overall, I would say, I think I went in almost ignorant, and I was definitely open to hearing from God, but I think I had a lot of expectations that it would be really similar to missions trips that I've done in the past, and that's just ignorant to say considering they're different countries, but I had just had expectations in my mind, and God really surprised me with what it's like over in Gabon and what the missionaries who are serving full-time there, what life is like for them.
Yeah. Now, is this the furthest you've ever been from home? I think it's the first time you've been in Africa. Was this the longest trip you've made?
Yes, that is the longest trip. I have been on missions trip to Central and South America several times, and then also to Europe. So Africa marks the furthest I've gone.
And just logistically, what was the trip like? Longer than you thought? Easier than you thought? What were the logistics like?
So first we had a direct flight to Paris, and that was, I want to say, about 8 or 9 hours, and that one was pretty restless. I was hoping to get some sleep and didn't, but it made for a good next flight where I totally passed out the whole time, and it switched me over to Gabon time pretty quickly, so God worked all things together pretty good.
And now, I've done a lot of work in East Africa, West Africa, Southern Africa, and of course the stereotypical view of Africa is jungle and thick, underbrush and such. That really is the case in Gabon, isn't it? Talk to us, though, about just the physical conditions. Were you surprised? What did you see? And maybe even your itinerary while you were in the country.
Yeah, so I definitely thought that Gabon matched kind of my expectations of what overall I thought of Africa as far as the jungle goes. I think, again, like I said, being a little ignorant and probably just stereotypical, I was expecting more of what Eastern Africa may be like with safaris and animals. So the first part of our trip was spent at Bongalo Hospital, where our team from ACAC and from several different agencies as well is serving full time at Bongalo Hospital, which is a medical mission. And so we had the privilege of going there for 3 days prior to the team forum, where Pastor Blaine was the speaker, Stephanie Childers did the worship for the week, and I had the opportunity to watch the children and do children's ministry for the missionary kids. And so the first 3 days, it was a huge blessing and just very eye-opening to get to go to Bongalo and see where the team that we were going to serve lives and does ministry all year long. I have, growing up at ACAC, I've heard a lot about Bongalo and a lot about Gabon, and so I've had almost some initial thoughts in my mind, but it's just completely different when you get to see it firsthand, to see what it's like for these doctors to be serving, because it's so different from how hospitals here in America would be run, and
uh-huh.
just the amount of stress that they're under all day, every day, is something I don't think many people are cut out to handle. And it's just amazing that on top of serving full-time as doctors, they're also full-time missionaries, and they also make sure that they're training up the Gabonese doctors and surgeons. And so they have an amazing program at Bonglo, and it was just a huge, very powerful blessing to get to see. One of my favorite parts was that I was able to witness an emergency C-section of twins. And for to my surprise, I actually do get very nauseated when
uh-huh.
medical things are happening. I didn't think I would, but it was the most amazing yet nauseating experience
uh-huh.
probably
uh-huh.
of my life. And it was just incredible to see three of the doctors who the night prior to this, I had just gone over to their house for dinner and fellowship and just saw them as regular people, and then to see them in an emergency situation, suited up in their scrubs, and just essentially saving a woman's life and saving her twins' lives was just, it was truly a miracle. And so it was an amazing experience to see that, and just gave me a much greater appreciation and respect for the doctors and the surgeons that then I was able to serve for the coming week.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go from there after Bonglo?
And so after Bonglo, we went about 4.5 hours away to Lamborghini. And each year, the team at Bonglo has a team forum or a team retreat where it's basically their chance to be refreshed and to, for the first time all year, just get to worship in their native language and to hear English spoken and to have Pastor Blaine just pour into them and refresh them spiritually, and to have Stephanie just minister to them via worship. And then I was able to watch the kids during this time. And so it was a really neat experience. My past missions trips, I have been serving within the communities that we visit. And so it was a really different experience to actually serve the people who are serving so well all year. And again, I think when I went into it, I was expecting to serve the kids and to bless them for the week. But after seeing Bonglo and seeing the surgery that I was able to witness, I felt like my perspective changed, and it turned more into, wow, I get to bless the parents for a week, and I get to give them a chance to relax for really probably the first time in months for many of them, if not all year, because even when they're not directly working, they're on call. And so it was just very special to see how much stress they're put under on a day-to-day life. And I just can't imagine serving all day at a hospital and then coming home and being a wife or a husband and on top of that, a parent, and trying to love your kids so well, when in reality you're probably so emotionally drained and physically drained. And so to have the chance to get to serve the parents for the week and just love on their kids and bring them new games and do activities with them and teach them Bible lessons, it was really special for me and brought me a lot of joy to see the parents just get to relax and be filled up by the Spirit during that week.
Yeah. And, of course, they're out of their comfort zone. I mean, they're in a foreign land. They don't have some of the creature comforts to call upon, whether their family or the children, to enjoy or to occupy or preoccupy. So they have to think about drinking water and electricity and things like that. How was the weather while you were there?
I was actually surprised by it, again. If you're catching the scene, it's that I was very ignorant going into this. So I was told that it would be dry season, but I guess I was not aware of what that meant. And so I was expecting very hot, dry weather. And in reality, it was about 70 degrees the whole time and very cloudy every single day. So it was probably a blessing for our team since we wouldn't be used to the heat. But being there even for a week and just having it be so, so cloudy where you can't see any part of this, of a blue sky, I felt like even that kind of helped me see almost just how moods could be altered by that. I know living in Pittsburgh when we have cloudy weather quite often, it almost makes you kind of gloomy. And I felt like I had that same feeling while we were there that I just can't imagine the environment, one, of the stress and at the hospital, but then on top of that, to just have cloudy weather all day, every day for months at a time, I think would wear on me as well.
Yeah. How was the trip home?
The trip home was very good. I learned to pop some motion sickness pills to knock me out since I hadn't slept on the way there on the plane. And it was a real treat that we got to stop in Paris, actually, for just a 30-hour layover. And as our team of four from ACAC had served all week and were just kind of sprinting the whole week, I would say, in ministry and didn't get much of a break. And of course we loved it, but it was really nice to just have a night in Paris together where we got to debrief and just talk about all of the things that God taught each one of us, and just reflect on our experiences in Gabon. And obviously, like we had both said, it was my first time in Africa. It was Stephanie's first time on a missions trip. And then Blaine and his wife, Lynn, have been there twice. And so it was really interesting just to see the difference in all of our experiences there, even though we had experienced essentially the same circumstance, we all just had different views on it.
Yeah. So did it whet your appetite for future missions, or did it put the brakes on in any way?
It definitely whet my appetite for future missions. I would say one of the takeaways as far as even mission goes, and since you had brought up the wedding, hopefully this isn't too sappy, but this is the first time that I have gone on a missions trip with a special someone at home besides family members. And so even just kind of the feeling of disconnect from him and not being able to talk really allowed me to see God's plan in what he means by bringing two together as one. And obviously we're not totally at that covenant point yet, but I felt as though I was sensing God just letting me know in my spirit that I could serve God better with Ryan by my side than I could by myself. And so that was a really neat lesson to learn. And it was hard to miss him and hard to not talk to him, but it really reminded me of how sovereign God is and how the next time that we would do missions, it would probably be together.
Yeah, and I know Gabon's not a shopping capital, but what did you bring him home? What were you able to find that you brought him?
So probably the coolest gift that I found for him was we went to a little marketplace, and as we were searching through, I was kind of looking for things that he would like, and I'm a terrible gift giver. So he is an amazing gift giver, and he gets me the coolest things, and I am just awful at picking out gifts. So I thought I had found this really cool treat, though, that it's a piece of art, but it's made out of all butterfly wings. And so it looks, at the end, it's an African village, and just represents what I thought my time in Gabon, it represented it well. And it was just really neat because I've never seen anything like that. And praise God he liked it, or at least he did a good job faking it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. They also have art like out of banana leaves and stuff, you know, so it's the same thing, but I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, Christy, we're going to wrap it up for today. We just wanted to get your thoughts firsthand on what it was like to head over to Africa. Of course, we thank you for going, representing us so well. We thank you and your family who have been long pillars in the church there at ACAC, your service on staff, and now we're just so excited for you in the coming 51 days, and we certainly know that from that point the best is yet to come. So thanks for being on Ministry Beat today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a blessing to be a part of a church that supports mission so well. So thanks for being our host, too.
Thank you. You take care. God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have Christy Wilson, her report from Field Forum, a trip to Gabon, Central Africa. And I think it speaks for itself of the experience that she had and how God spoke to her. Maybe missions is in your future, if not long-term, short-term, maybe not going, maybe praying for somebody who is going, maybe supporting them financially if they do go. But this is John Stanker, your host for Ministry Beat, thanking Christy Wilson for being our guest today. Thanking you for listening, and we'll be back again next week with some more exciting updates from ACAC. Until then, this is John Stanker, your host, signing off for now. So long.
Thanks again for listening to this edition of Ministry Beat with your host, John Stanko. Join us again soon on the ACAC Internet Radio for more insight into and information about the Expanded Influence Initiative at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. You can also access this show by going online to www.acacreach.com. If you have any questions concerning Expanded Influence or with ideas for future shows, you can write John at john.stanko@acac.net. JOHN.STANKO. Thank you, and tell your friends about Ministry Beat.